Elsewhere, Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have called on Saudi authorities to free two prominent rights activists. Human Rights Watch says the Saudi government should immediately release the activists and drop charges against them. Amnesty International has also called for the immediate and unconditional release of the prisoners. The criminal court in Riyadh handed heavy jail terms to Mohammed Al-Ghatani and Abdullah Al-Hamid on Saturday. Amnesty says Ghatani and Hamid have just exercised their rights to freedom of expression. The two were convicted of denouncing various aspects of political and social life using cyberspace. Joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is Mr. Kamal Wazni. He is a political analyst. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the program. I'm sure you listened to our story. Tell us your thoughts about these recent calls from the rights bodies, and why isn't the issue of human rights in Saudi Arabia and the constant demonstrations for better rights being dealt with in a more comprehensive manner?
Well, obviously, Saudi Arabia is a very close society, and the medias are not allowed to enter the country freely as it's supposed to be. And it seems to be that there is coverage for the Saudis from the West, especially the United States. And when it comes to the Saudis, they deal with it with those gloves hand. In a way, there's a lot of protests and there's a lot of demand for a change in the treatment of certain Saudis throughout Saudi Arabia. But so far, nothing really is taken into consideration. I think the plight of the Saudi, especially the one who lives on the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, I think that's something that has to be addressed by the Saudi themselves and has to be addressed by the international community and those people who are concerned about civil rights and about promoting the political of democracy in the region. But so far, everything been actually absent when it comes to those people who've been actually not given their rights, and in a way they've been denied certain job because they belong to certain sect or religion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV. That was our guest and political analyst, Mr. Kamal Wazni.